in the late 1960s, which was a little ways before my time, there was a popular song called One. And some of the most famous lines or recognizable lines are, "One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do," and also, "One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know." These words ring very true in the human heart because all of us have been made for communion, for relationship, and for love. And we know that all of us experience loneliness at times, no matter who we are. And especially for me, as I was growing up, I think especially because my introversion and my shyness, they were oftentimes where I felt lonely or alone. Yet, because of that, so often now, I really recognize and am very sensitive to when people might be alone themselves. And as we celebrate this Trinity Sunday, we first must recognize that God is one, but God is not alone. The first letter of St. John tells us that God is love. And for there to be love, there must be a relationship. Of course, yes, God is a community, a relationship of three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father and the Son have poured themselves out in love to the other from all eternity, and that love between them is the third person, the Holy Spirit. And God has always been perfect and complete in himself and never alone. Yet because this love between the persons of the Trinity is so infinite and intense, God wanted to share his love, and that love poured out into creation. And then when Adam and Eve sinned and turned away from God and did not respond to his love, God the Son became man to bring us all back into communion with the Father. So we can not only say that God is a communion of persons, a relationship of life and love, but in a very real way, we can say that God is also a mission of sharing his love with all of creation. Because God wants all of us, he wants all people, all those he has created, to come into an intimate relationship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit now and for all of eternity. And this gift, yes, this gift we are called to share in. And this gift that we first have received, as you heard in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, through Jesus' gift on the cross and the power of the Holy Spirit, we have become children of God and heirs of Christ. We have been claimed by God. We have been brought into his family and drawn into this mission of love. We've been drawn into this gift of being claimed by him, but also being called to share this love with others as well. So that no one would be alone and all would come to know God's love through our lives and through our example. And in the gospel, we hear, of course, Jesus commissioning the disciples right before his ascension, and he's commissioning us today to go and make disciples of all nations. Go and make disciples of Defiance County, of our homes, of our workplaces, of our schools, to help bring all people into relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and also with God's family, the church. Yes, we are called, through our call to be disciples and to make disciples, to help others to know the love of God through the example of our lives, so that no one would be alone. No one would be just one by themselves. And last weekend, as we talked about our vision statement, this helps us to live that mission of love that we are all called to. I'm going to have you repeat after me again, because we're going to have to hear this again and again and again. But we are called, yes, to welcome, grow, and go. Welcoming all on life's journey. First, our welcome begins in the relationships that we already have within our homes, within our workplaces, our schools, our circle of influence. We're called through our example of faith, our kindness, and our love, and our invitation to invite others into the love and life of this community. And perhaps, I know probably many of us, or many of you, have members of your family who are not so much connected to the church. Yes, we are called through our example of faith and through our reaching out and through our prayers to help welcome them back and reconnect them with our parish family. Growing in our relationship with Jesus, as we, each of us, grow as disciples, as we grow in following Jesus, as we grow in our relationship with him and deepening our commitment to him through our lives of prayer, encountering him in the scriptures and in the sacraments, and serving him and our brothers and sisters, we'll be filled with the peace that only Jesus can give. And that peace will exude from our hearts, and others will want to have what we have because of the relationship that we have with Jesus. They'll be drawn into his love and drawn closer to him. And to go, or making him known by our words and our deeds. Again, through our kindness, our service, our example of faith, and in sharing with others how God has worked in our lives, we can help draw them and help them to know the love of God through the love of God that has been shared with us. Yes, it all begins in those first with those relationships that we already have, and those relationships in which we are called to share God's love with those immediately around us first, and hopefully all that love will make a ripple effect throughout our world. And here, as we gather for the Eucharist, we celebrate God's love, and through strengthened by Jesus himself in the Eucharist, we are called to share in that mission of love, to go out and share God's love so that no one would be alone.